Sometimes the tiniest things in nature can reveal our acceptance of a once scary thing. Today, Jane Andrews shares how we are all part of nature if we choose to look at it that way. This is A Walk in the Park.
There is something about harvesting blueberries right off the bush. They have a hard time making it into the bucket. The window for harvesting is very small, and it's right in the heat of the summer. By chance, a mild day came along and my husband and I took the canoe out to pick wild blueberries even where the birds couldn't reach. They taste so good, it's hard to get them into the bucket and before they get on the stove to make jam. It's a feeling of being part of a natural plan, to pick berries wildly grown on the water's edge. Seeing so many blueberries keeps me distracted from thinking too much about a once ingrained phobia, insects. As a child growing up in New York City, I didn't have much exposure to insects, and that was just fine with me. Even to this day, my sister reminds me of a night back when we were kids that I ran into her bedroom and jumped under the covers. She asked me what was wrong, and I told her that I just saw the skinniest bug in the world in my bed. Curious, my sister went into my room, pulled down the covers to reveal that the skinny bug was a piece of thread. Fast forward to over 40 years of vegetable gardening, today I can calmly coexist with insects, both beneficial and not. And once in a while, run into someone who has more of a problem than I once did. Coexistence shows willingness to be part of a much bigger unknown plan. In my excitement to see so many blueberries, just within and just out of reach, I understood that I was within reach of all manner of insects, including horseflies, mosquitoes, and ticks. Though I have so far found no evidence from today's excursion, there was a pale green beetle on me that I had never seen before. Instead of jumping or screaming or getting the spray, I simply took the bug outside and set it free. I didn't know if I simply transformed or just grew up, but my part in nature may be no more or no less important than that little green bug.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.